We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 43, Text 2. रङ्गद्वारं समाशाद्य तस्मिन्नागम् अवस्थितम् अपक्ष्यत् कुवल्यापीडम् कृष्णोऽम्बस्थ प्रचोदितम् रङ्गद्वारं रमासाद्य तस्मिन्नागम् अवस्थितम् अपश्यत् कुवल्यापीडम् कृष्णोऽम्बस्थ प्रचोदितम् रङ्गद्वारं समासाद्य तस्मिन्नागम् अवस्थितम् अपश्यत् कुवल्यापीडम् कृष्णोऽम्बस्थ प्रचोदितम् मताजीस रंगा of the arena, dwaram, the gate, samasadhya, reaching, tasmin, in that place, nagam, an elephant, avasthitam, standing, apasyat, he saw, कुवल्यापीडम नेम्ड कुवल्यापीड कृष्णा लॉर्ड कृष्णा अम्बस्था बाय हिज कीपर प्रचोदितम अर्ज्ड ऑन ट्रांसलेशन व्हेन लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज द एंट्रेंस टू द एरिना He saw the elephant Kuvalyapida blocking his way at the urging of his keeper, Parpat. The elephant keeper revealed his malicious intent by blocking Lord Krishna's entrance into the arena. I'll be reading next verse also. बद्ध्वा परिकरं सौरी समूय कुटिलालकान् उवाच हस्तिपं वाचा मेघनाद गभीरया. ट्रांसलेशन. सिक्योरली बाइंडिंग अप हिज क्लोथ्स एंड टाइंग बैक हिज कर्ली लॉक्स, लॉर्ड कृष्णा एड्रेस्ड द एलिफेंट कीपर विथ वर्ड्स एज ग्रेव एज द रंबलिंग ऑफ अ क्लाउड परपट. लॉर्ड कृष्णा वॉज ऑब्वियसली प्रिपेरिंग फॉर अ फाइट. अकॉर्डिंग टू श्रील विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर, द लॉर्ड पुट असाइड हिज जैकेट, टाइटन्ड हिज बेल्ट एंड टाइड बैक हिज हेयर. ओम ज्ञान्तिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. Hare Krishna. So as usual, not qualified to sit here and speak somehow. So we are reading this narration. And Krishna has come to the land of Mathura. Balaramji, cowherd friends, Nanda Maharaj. They come to Mathura, and Kamsa sent Akrura to the land of Vrindavan to invite for his own death actually. And in this translation and purport we are reading that Krishna has came to the wrestling arena, and in that wrestling arena powerful people like Janur, Mustik and other powerful warriors are there, and Krishna is supposed to fight with them here Krishna has come to the gate, and this wrestling arena is decorated very nicely. It is in the morning, it has been cleaned very nicely. There are many seats made around the wrestling arena for the people to sit. Many brahmanas, many kings, citizens were sitting around the wrestling arena to see what is happening. Different people are having different feelings. Some is towards Kamsas and some are towards Krishna. Some are feeling that why this child are invited for such a wrestling arena. There is no match behind that. And this arena was very nicely been decorated. And musics are going on because of this competition. And Krishna and Balaram in the morning heard kettle drums being played. They also got up, dressed very nicely, and they came to the wrestling arena. And before that, all the Chanur, Mustik and other wrestlers, they already arrived waiting for Krishna's arrival. And Kamsa also came before that, sitting on a high position. But Kamsa was very disturbed in heart. And he was seeing all bad omens happening around him. He was completely in fearful situation. Actually, he was the one who brought Krishna to Mathura, thinking that I will kill him. I will just somehow end this person. And Kamsa was a very powerful person. We hear so many descriptions of so many powerful demon coming to land of Vrindavan. Like demon like Aghasur, Putna, like so powerful, so huge. And Kamsa, they are all working under Kamsa. So you can imagine how powerful will Kamsa. And in spite of all strength of Kamsa, he was completely fearful. At one point of time he told his man that, take Krishna and Balaram out of Mathura, chase them away. They should not be here. He was completely fearful. He was seeing all bad omens. He would see in mirror his face. And he would, above neck, he would not see his head only. Suppose somebody goes to apply tilak and find that above neck there is no head only is there. It was so fearful situation. Many times people pay money to see horror films. And the more the horror is there, they appreciate. Wow, what a horror. And here, Kamsa was constantly being horrified. He would see dreams in dream. Somebody will bring him glass of poison and he would drink it. In one of the vision, he would see himself naked with garland. He is walking naked with garland. There is a sign of death. He would walk, but he would not see his footprints in dust. And Kamsa could see all bad omens. He would see his shadow. And the shadow would be whole. He would see the sky luminaries. And he would see it twice in duplicate. And Kamsa could understand that actually my death is coming. Although these children look as very ordinary, simple, small children, but actually they are very, very powerful person. And in the scene, actually Kamsa is going to commit suicide. And he has invited people to watch how I am being killed. And Krishna and Balaram, they very gracefully, like they are not coming with the prepared. Suppose somebody goes for fighting, so he is very prepared. Suppose some soldier goes for fighting, he will have ammunition, everything. Krishna just saw as a fun. In Krishna book, Prabhupada writes that Krishna was saying that what fun it beholds today. So they just came, and at the gate, Kamsa thought, I'll send one elephant, Koliyapid. And Koliyapid was very powerful. It is described by Chanura that Koli appeared has got strength of defeating thousands of elephants. An elephant is a huge, mighty. And these elephant, like thousands of elephant named are of Dwapar. So they are very powerful animals. And Kolipid naturally was very powerful. But naturally in front of Krishna, because he is the source of all power, so naturally he is not powerful in front of Krishna. And Kolipid blocked the way of Krishna. And Krishna and Balaram came. Kolipid was challenging on behalf of Kamsa. His elephant keeper was there. He was charging against Krishna and Balaram. And Krishna first played with the elephant around. And then ultimately, he broke one of the tusks. And with the same tusk started to beat the elephant. And the elephant was, in some time, he was dead. Then Balaramji also broke the another tusk. And Krishna and Balaram, holding the big tusk of the elephant, they were entering the wrestling arena, like heroes enter. And we find that Krishna, so far, he has not used weapons to kill demons. Even when Aristasur came, he was killed in similar fashion. Krishna broke the horn of Aristasur, and with the same horn he started to beat Aristasur, and Aristasur was dead. So similarly, Krishna killed Kolipid, and both were entering the wrestling arena. And it is mentioned in Krishna book that different people were having different feelings towards these two boys. As one approaches Supreme Lord reciprocates. Some people out of affection were approaching Krishna and Balaram, seeing Krishna and Balaram. So they have got similar feeling, attraction. And Kamsa, he wanted to kill Krishna. And in return, he was completely horrified. Earlier, he behaved madly. For example, he killed Krishna's six brothers. When they were born, child, so Kamsa came and killed them. And Krishna is taking now revenge of that also. And Kamsa will soon be finished. So, anyhow, Krishna's approach, in a way, Krishna reciprocates similarly. Like we find that when Krishna entered Mathura, many people positively approach Krishna. For example, Kubja offered Chandan. Taylor was there who offered, immediately stitched the clothes and gave to Krishna. Then Sudama florist was there. So he made garland and gave to Krishna and Balaram. And Krishna reciprocated with everyone. Krishna gave spiritual benediction to them, and not only that, in all three cases, Krishna gave material benediction also to them. Krishna told Sudama and Taylor that as long as you will remain in this body, you will materially have opulence also. And Kubja, we know, she was so beautiful. Krishna made her beautiful. So many times, we feel that if we surrender to Krishna, Krishna will snatch away everything. But there are more cases of Krishna giving rather than snatching away. Here we find that they are all benedicted with spiritual opulence as well as material opulence. And someone who doesn't want to support Supreme Lord, like we find washerman was there, and he didn't wanted to support Supreme Lord, and ultimately he met his death. And whatever Krishna desires is going to happen. Suppose Krishna desires, I need clothes. So definitely clothes are going to come for him. But if we give it to him, we are actually benefited out of it. So we find that person like Sudama, Kubja, Taylor, they all render devotional service, very small devotional service. Very small, it's not a very big devotional service. Just small token, some devotional service, and their life was perfect. Some just one day they offered garland to Krishna, or Krishna was offered chandan, and their life was perfect. So it's always wise to render service to Supreme Lord, and rendering service to Supreme Lord can bring all benedictions. And the topmost benediction of rendering service or seva is that a person is self-satisfied. He doesn't want anything beyond the service. He is self-satisfied. He doesn't want anything out of any material things out of the service. He is the greatest benediction. So devotees of the Lord are very satisfied in heart, because when they are serving Supreme Lord. Yesterday Bhakti Charva Maharaj was mentioning that Jay and Vijay came three times down, and Kamsa is the last. Of course they came with Gaur Nitai, Jagai Madai, but officially Kamsa, this is the last this thing, and then they'll be returning back to Godhead, again participating in the pastimes in the spiritual world. So devotional service is all attractive. Supreme Lord is attracted. Supreme Lord doesn't want anything material. He just wants some service, and a person is actually satisfied. Lord is Atmaram. He is complete in itself, himself. But even if, although he is complete in himself, but in spite of that, somebody renders devotional service, he is all the more, he is happy. He is actually, in a way, he is detached. Materially, he doesn't want anything. For example, we celebrated Ram Navami yesterday. So, seeing the character of Lord Ramchandra, we find that he was, in many ways, he was showing detachment. For example, he came to Lanka, and with his all power, he defeated Ravana. And Ravana's kingdom was so palace, so opulent. It was made of gold. Complete, like gold was there all over the city. So opulent. And Lord Ramchandra killed Ravana. So naturally the kingdom has to come to Lord Ramchandra. But rather than that, Ramchandra did Abhishek of, Raja Abhishek of Vibhishan. You take it. Detachment. He has conquered a city, conquered Ravana. And when it comes to taking the kingdom, he just give it to Vibhishan. You rule it. Detachment of Lord Ramchandra. Like when they were victorious and coming back to Ayodhya. So Lord Ramchandra, they were sitting in Pushpak plane. Some brahmacharis will be sitting in some plane and going to US today. They were sitting in Pushpak plain, and they were returning back. So Lord Ramchandra reached Bhardwaj Muni's ashram, and Ramchandra told, I want to halt over here. So the plane descended, and then very intimately Ramchandra ji called Hanuman. That Hanuman, I want you to do one seva. Hanumanji is always ready, glorious servant. So Ramchandra says that before I go to Ayodhya, I want you to go and meet Bharat and give this news to Bharat that I am coming. And Hanumanji agreed. And Ramchandra said that just see the expression of Bharat when you narrate this news. And at any given point of time, you find that Bharat has got even little desire to rule. I will not go back to Ayodhya, I will return back from here. He says that perhaps since he is associating with Kaikeyi, he may be affected. Or perhaps he has spent 14 years, he is actually ruling the kingdom. So perhaps he has got some desire to rule it. And if that is the case, then I would not like to go to Ayodhya. So he says, Hanuman, you can go. And very minutely you can note the expression, what is there in Bharat's mind. And Hanumanji, he went. And Hanumanji met Bharat. And when he met Bharat, he took the form of a human. And he was carrying the order of Lord Ramchandra. But naturally Bharat Maharaj was completely sold out to Lord Ramchandra. He was very excited, happy. He didn't have any desire. Generally, anyone will have some desire. Suppose somebody is told to stay in a house for 14 years, and it is somebody else's house, and that person is coming after 14 years, and make a phone call that I am coming. At least some will be there. Why is coming now? I have to come out of the house now. So here Bharat is excited, just waiting. When the day will come, Ramchandra will come, and I'll just hand it over to Lord Ramchandra. So Lord Ramchandra, exhibiting renunciation, topmost renunciation, he is not attached to material things. When Hanumanji went to Lanka, there is a description that Ravana has got many beautiful wives were there. Different complexion, some fair complexion, some golden complexion. Very beautiful ladies would be there in the palace of Ravana. Many. And we find that in Krishna's one pastime is that Krishna is defeating one asura and then marrying to 16,000 wives. Lord Ramchandra could have done here also. He has killed Ravana, and naturally he could have proposed all of them. Now you need shelter, you can get married to me, and they are beautiful ladies. But Lord Ramchandra didn't even consider that. He just showing his renunciation. That no. And he just kept Vibhishan. And when Lord Ram conquered Ravana, defeated, and actually there was a time to meet Sita. So generally, yesterday Maharaj was depicting, it's like drama. Villain kidnaps the heroine and then hero defeats the villain. And generally you see any such drama, so when hero defeats the villain, immediate outcome is that hero and heroine just, they come and embrace each other. Because they are meeting after a long time. Lord Ramchandra, in spite of that, he told Hanumanji that you go, give my message to Sita that we are successful, I am good, and I hope she is good. And Ramchandra told Hanuman that you take permission of Vibhishan to enter Lanka, because Lanka is now Vibhishan's. That's an etiquette. Like actually he conquered and then he is sending Hanumanji inside. And he is telling, you take permission of Vibhishan. It's a etiquette. Lord Ramchandra follows. And all demigods are happy on Lord Ramchandra. He killed. Indra was happy. Other demigods were happy. And although he is Ramchandra is supreme person. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. So he is head of all the gods. So nonetheless, he asked some benediction from demigods that if you are happy, you can give me one benediction. So demigod says, whatever you desire is going to happen. You please tell what benediction you want. So Lord Ramchandra asked benediction that these monkeys have helped me a lot. And I want that when these monkeys go back to Kishkindha. So there should be in their region, there should be always fruits should be there. Even there is no season, there should be nice fruits all over Kishkindha. So Ramchandra ji wanted all his fellow monkeys should have feast at all the timings. At all times monkey can be happy relishing the fruits. And when Vibhishan was kept on the throne, he told Vibhishan, you should do some charity also. And then Vibhishan says, yes my lord, what I can do to charity to whom? He says, you do charity to all these monkeys. And Vibhishan then gave lot of wealth to each monkey so that they can carry home on behalf of Lord Ramchandra. So the point I am making is that even if say suppose somebody serves, Krishna can, there is no dearth in Krishna's treasury. He can give unlimited. And he is always concerned of his devotees. Concerned of his devotees. Even when Lord Ramchandra, he visited Bhardwaj Muni's ashram. So there also he told Bhardwaj Muni, I need a benediction from you. He says, okay. And what benediction is that? That you can keep fruits, nice fruits from your ashram to Ayodhya so that all monkeys can feast. So Lord Ramchandra even take care of the minute details of even monkeys also. Generally, like nobody would like to be with monkeys. Nobody would like to be with monkeys. And Lord Ramchandra does pastime with monkeys. That's why he is Supreme Lord. And in Lanka, all these monkeys are together with Lord Ramchandra. And when it comes to Ayodhya, Ayodhya is a very sophisticated city. And you can imagine Lord Ramchandra coming with monkeys, how it will look. Monkeys are around. Generally, suppose we are going in a very special, say, sabha, so we would not like to keep monkeys along with us. And Lord Ramchandra, wherever he is going, he is carrying monkeys along with him. It's a sign of renunciation. He is just saying devotion, that these monkeys have held me for retrieving or taking back Sita. And he wanted to keep monkeys along with him. So all monkeys came to Ayodhya also. And the same mood persists of Sita Devi also. When Pushpak plane was going back, so Lord Ramchandra was showing various things from the plane because Sita was not participating when they were coming and she was not participating in war. So Ramchandra was showing various places where which incidents happen. And then it came as Kishkindha Kshetra. So Lord Ramchandra says, this is the residence of the monkeys. And Sita made a request to Lord Ramchandra that I have got one request, my dear Lord, if you agree. Ramchandra said, okay, whatever you desire. So Sita said that actually I want all these monkeys also, they should also come in the plane. Like, see, I am sitting next to you, you are sitting next to your wife, and all these monkeys, they also have got wife. So I want that their wife also should come in the plane. And yesterday Maharaj mentioned that Pushpak Viman would be accommodating space as many number of people will come. And immediately Lord Ramchandra told Sugriv that you can tell, he took the plane down and he told that to Sugriv, you tell Tara and tell all the monkeys to come together. And the plane was brought down and Sugriv immediately met Tara, explained, we are victorious, and told that Ramchandra ji wants, Sita Devi wants all monkeys together. And immediately Tara had a meeting of all monkeys, that all our husbands have come and they are taking us to Ayodhya. And very interestingly, she told also that we should all decorate immediately and sit in the plane. I don't know how they will decorate. So immediately they all, these monkeys went and they decorated, and immediately they were boarding the plane. They first circumambulated the plane, because Ram and Sita were sitting inside the plane, and then they boarded the plane. And there is a description in Valmiki Ramayana is that all the monkeys, they were spreading their feet and they were sitting. It's not like Bombay local train. Like suppose in Bombay local train, like especially suppose somebody boards in office time in Virar train, you can imagine, crushed from all directions. And here reverse was there. In spite of so many monkeys and monkeys on the plane, it was very spacious. It was not people that a person is uncomfortable with someone, neighbor. Everyone was very spaciously accommodated in the plane. And Sita Devi also wanted monkeys should come to Ayodhya. Generally anyone would tell, get down this monkey, why they should come to Ayodhya, how it will look in Ayodhya. We are going with so many legs of monkeys are coming to Ayodhya, and this is a kingdom, and you are the king and I am the queen, how it will look. Naturally anyone will say like this, to go with monkeys. But she was happy. She says, take monkeys also, we all will go together. Quality of renunciation. Like when Sita Hanumanji, after the Ravana was conquered, Hanumanji was sent by Lord Ramchandra to meet Sita. And Hanumanji very nicely told Sita that actually we are victorious. And Sita was very happy. Sita was just waiting for this moment. So Hanumanji told Sita that actually I have seen earlier when I came to Ashok Vatika, all these rakshasis have harassed you so much. And they were rakshas and they were harassing Sita. And Hanumanji says, let me do one seva. I want to kill all these rakshasis. I will badly beat them and just kill them, because they hurt you so much. And Hanumanji's heart of a Vaishnava, his Vaishnava is so much pained. Hanumanji wanted to defeat all these rakshasis and kill them. So Sita thought and she denied that I don't want it to happen. That is the heart of Mother Sita. And she says that although they may have acted the way they have acted, but nonetheless they acted on the order of they acted on behalf of Ravana. So how is it? They are not supposed to be. They are just an instrument. So we don't get angry with the instruments. And Sita says that, let them do. I forgive them. So there is a renunciation. And Lord Ramchandra is not attached to anything. Pushpa Viman came to Lanka also. So in Lanka, Pushpak Viman came to Ayodhya, and Ayodhya Lord Ramchandra was well received. Like here Krishna is well received. Krishna is actually in Mathura, is a new man coming from outside. He was all the time he stayed in the land of Vrindavan, but nonetheless he stayed in the land of Vrindavan. Nonetheless, when he is entering Mathura, he is so well received. People are excited to see Krishna and Balram. First time they are coming. So Krishna is all famous. He is all famous. He doesn't have to do publicity. He doesn't have to put his posters that I look like this and I'll be entering Mathura. So kindly do. Or he doesn't have to do that. He is all famous person. Wherever he goes, fame is just around him. That is supreme personality of Godhead. So, Krishna and Balram were entering Mathura, and as I was mentioning, Lord Ramchandra was also entering Ayodhya. So when he is again entering Ayodhya, it was festivities. Great festivities were there. Streets were cleaned. Great festivities on there. All were excited to receive Lord Ramchandra. Great festivities. So it's a great festivity when Supreme Lord just passes, enters. And Lord Ramchandra, after everything happened, he even returned the Pushpak plane, which belongs to Kuvera, and returned back the plane. You can please go back to Kuvera. So his detached person only is attached to bhakti. He is not attached to material things, where he is hankering for material things. He is detached. For example, even in Ramayana, you see that there are 7 khands, and he, even his own pastimes, he put most hero as Hanumanji. Generally, you see that in Ramayana, Sundar Kand is the most famous. You see, many places people chant Sundar Kand. They recite Sundar Kand. It's the most famous part of Ramayana. And in that most famous part of Ramayana, Hanumanji is undoubted hero. So that is Supreme Lord's renunciation. That although he is all powerful, it is his habit to put his devotee in front. Like in Mahabharata, he put Arjuna, take the glory. And in Ramayana, he put Hanumanji as hero. But the strength was coming from Ramchandra. He gave the strength, but he put Hanumanji as hero. That is his renunciation, Supreme Lord's renunciation. He is detached. He is detached. He doesn't want to show to the world that actually I am the one. He just uses, he is happy with his devotees' devotional service, and he empowers his devotees to do something wonderful, and many times more wonderful than what he has done himself. That is his renunciation. Here we find in this text, Krishna is entering the wrestling arena. And in the wrestling arena, so many, like say it's a big match will be there. So many people are just eager to see the what will be the outcome of this particular match. Brijvasis, as usual, they came to offer something to Kamsa. So they offered milk products to Kamsa before this started. But Kamsa was complete in anxiety. He was complete in anxiety that soon I'll be killed. And since Kamsa didn't have any devotion, he was just having envy. And he's definitely destined to be destroyed. Any given point of time, if suppose somebody surrenders to Krishna, the scene completely changes. Even at any given point of time, Ravan or Kamsa says that Krishna is surrender. So definitely the scene changes. In Bhagavad Gita, one shloka is there. Devi eshahi gunumai mama maya duratyaya. Mam evaye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. That means Krishna's energy is very, very powerful, very powerful. Unsurmountable. And people are struggling to defeat this energy. But everyone is being defeated by Krishna's powerful energy. 3 modes, tamogun, rajogun, sattvagun. But anyone who surrenders to the Supreme Lord, my dear Lord, I want to surrender. Surrender means ultimately to render seva to Supreme Lord and his devotees. That surrender means. And anyone who surrenders, naturally, by Krishna's grace, the power of that energy gradually fades away for that particular devotee, and ultimately he is no longer in that power of this material energy. He is completely freed from this energy. Here Krishna is defeating Kuvalyapid, elephant. And Kuvalyapid was directed by the elephant keeper. And elephant keeper was directed by the Kamsa. And elephant was doing what his elephant keeper is mentioning. Similarly, like in our body also, we have got intelligence, mind and senses. So senses may do something, but they are directed by mind. And mind that can be directed by intelligence. So what Kuvalyapid may be doing will be desired by Kamsa. So what we may do, ultimately, if we do with a purified, crystal clear intelligence, then our senses can be properly be engaged. Rather than creating some problem in the mission of the Lord, it can be properly engaged in the service of the Lord, which can be all pleasing to the Lord. And just by that, rendering seva to the Supreme Lord, a person can be eternally be blessed and goes back to Godhead. That is a perfection of one's life. So we find that devotees who have rendered seva, they are glorious in this text. So similarly, we should take inspiration from them and we should follow in their footsteps to know what is the supreme benefit. And with determination, we should render seva to Supreme Lord and their devotees and make our life perfect. Hare Krishna. I would like to end. Thank you very much. Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavanand ki. Jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. मजाक क्यों कर रहे हो प्रभु जी? इनका क्वेश्चन है, तुमने क्लास क्यों दिया?